Do you ever feel like you're fading into the background, like people aren't seeing the real you, or that your best years are behind you? Well, I say, forget that nonsense. Today, we're talking about how to own your power and radiate that undeniable presence, especially as women over 50. Hey, friend. Ever feel like those old-fashioned ideas about aging just don't fit you? If you're ready to own this incredible chapter with grace, style, and a touch of sass, this is your space. Welcome to the Aging with Grace and Style podcast. I'm Valerie Hatcher, and I'm here with empowering tips, inspiring stories, and a whole lot of fun just for us women over 50. So grab your favorite beverage, turn up the volume, and let's get started. Have you ever met someone who just radiates confidence? It might not be in your face bold, but more like a quiet certainty. They walk into a room and even without a single word, you know there's substance there. That, my friend, is the power of presence. And it has way less to do with how you look and everything to do with how you feel about yourself. Now, I love a great power suit, as most of us do, but the truth is, we can spend a fortune on clothes, skincare, the works, and if we don't believe in ourselves, then that inner glow, it won't shine through. I know, because I've been there. Think about it. When you're feeling genuinely happy, excited, or passionate about something, it shows. Your eyes light up, you stand a little taller, your voice carries more energy. That's the kind of magnetism that draws people to you, regardless of your wrinkles or what size dress you wear. Too often, we get caught in the trap of chasing some idealized version of perfect, especially as we get older. We feel pressured to look younger, thinner, or whatever societal trends dictate. But here's the secret. Trying to be something that we're not actually undermines our presence. It makes us appear insecure and inauthentic. But here's the challenge. Instead of trying to fit someone else's mold, let's focus on what truly makes us powerful. So remember, true presence comes from within. Confidence, self-acceptance, and a sense of purpose. And chasing external ideals often backfires, making us look like, I don't know, like we're trying too hard. And the energy we project, excited, genuine, passionate, it has more impact than outward appearance. Okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room. As women over 50, we sometimes have to deal with the stereotype of being invisible. Not taken seriously, overlooked for opportunities, made to feel as if our best years are behind us. Newsflash, that's complete nonsense. I know, this is the second time I've said nonsense today, but it is. It's nonsense. And it's not just at work. This invisible woman stereotype, it seeps into all areas of life. Even being ignored in a social setting, or have you maybe felt like the younger generations just don't get you? Maybe you've even felt brushed aside in the dating world as if age automatically cancels you out. And let's think about those outdated terms sometimes thrown at us, like past her prime or the dreaded over the hill. Those phrases are designed to make us feel diminished and out of touch. But here's the thing, my friend. We get to redefine what those terms mean. Sometimes it's subtle. It's that quick glance away in a conversation, the assumption that you don't have anything relevant to say, or being passed over for a project that you could totally rock. It can be frustrating. But instead of letting those subtle moments, those stereotypes chip away at our power, let's turn them into fuel. Every time you rise above those expectations, every time you speak your truth, every time you bring your unique perspective to the table, you're defying the stereotype and paving the way for women behind you. What we've lived through, what we've learned over the years, that's our superpower. Our experiences, both the triumphs and the struggles, have shaped us into the wise, capable, and frankly, pretty darn fabulous women that we are today. So let's own it. That means refusing to be erased. It means demanding to be seen and respected. Here's what I want you to remember from this. The invisible woman stereotype is pervasive and seeks to diminish the value of women over 50. It often manifests in subtle ways, but the impact can be significant. Defy the stereotype by owning your experience, your knowledge, and perspective as sources of power. And be a role model for younger women by refusing to let ageist stereotypes hold you back. Now, all this talk about owning your presence, it's not just a fluffy concept. There are real, tangible things that we can do to boost how we carry ourselves. So let's start with what's going on inside our heads. So often, it's those negative thought patterns that hold us back. Who am I to share my opinion? No one cares what I have to say, or my favorite. It's too late for me to go after what I want. Do any of those sound familiar? If we don't believe in ourselves, that hesitation leaks out in how we show up. Girl, it is time to rewrite the script. Instead, try this. My experiences are valuable. I have a unique perspective to offer, or it's never too late to make changes. Even if you don't fully believe it at first, just keep repeating these shifts. Just keeping on repeating these shifts your mindset gradually. So here's the funny one. At times, I've caught myself walking around with this slightly hunched posture, like I was apologizing for taking up space. Then one day I walked by the mirror and it was like a light bulb went off. I said, oh no, you need to stand up. Just standing up straighter, shoulders relaxed, chin up, it changed how I felt instantly. See, something as simple as posture makes a huge difference. Try this right now. Slouch down in your chair, and yes, I'm doing it with you. Chin tucked. Now, sit up tall, shoulders back, head high. Feel the difference? How we hold our bodies tells the world and ourselves whether we're confident or we're shrinking. And let's talk about our voices. I have a friend who is naturally a bit on the softer side, and sometimes if she gets nervous, she gets even quieter, almost like a whisper. Not exactly commanding a room, right? She started practicing even just ordering a coffee, speaking clearly, projecting a bit more, not letting her voice trail off at the end of the sentences. It sounds silly, but those small things add up. Your voice, it's a powerful tool. It's not about blasting people out of their seats, but about speaking with clarity and intention. Also notice if you end sentences on an upward note, making it sound like a question, For instance, I feel this report reflects the information you requested. I've heard people at work do this. It gives the appearance that you're not confident in what you say. So, slight shift downward projects more certainty. And that's just the power of using your voice with intention. It might sound like a small detail, but believe me, the way you speak has a huge impact on how you're perceived. This goes hand in hand with what we've talked about earlier. I know that that was a lot, so here's a recap of a few points. Shifting your mindset, even slightly, has a powerful ripple effect on your presence. Posture isn't about being rigid, but it's about taking up the space that you deserve. And practice using your voice intentionally, especially in everyday situations. Presence is built bit by bit with our thoughts, our posture, how we use our voices. And next week, we're going to go there. Communication strategies that help us not just be heard, but to be respected. Whether it's at work, with friends, or even in those difficult family conversations, we're going to tackle it all together. Now, these might seem like small adjustments, but trust me, they add up. Our physical presence and our inner presence are connected. Remember, your experiences and the knowledge you've gained, those are your superpowers. Embrace the confident, capable, incredible woman that you are today. Let that inner light shine through in everything you do. This week, your challenge is to observe someone that you find has amazing presence. Identify one thing that they do. It could be their posture or how they use their voice or the way they carry themselves, and practice emulating it. Now, I don't mean copy them. You still have to be your authentic self. Just pick up some pointers or things that stand out. And next week, again, we're talking about communication, how to speak up, be heard, and command respect in the workplace and beyond. Until then, keep showing up for yourself. Keep inspiring the women around you. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I hope you're feeling inspired and ready to own your awesomeness. I love sharing this space with you. And if you love today's episode, do me a favor. Share it with a friend who could use some extra inspiration. A quick rating and review really helps too. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Let's keep this conversation going. Head over to pod.agingwithgraceandstyle.com to sign up for my newsletter. Until next time, keep shining with grace, style, and a whole lot of sass.